Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Right, so here we are backstage talking with the Isle of Wight tribute band, Foo Fighters.
Hello.
Thank you for this opportunity.
No worries.
Welcome. So you guys played last night, so this is the second set in 2 days.
It is.
How did last night go?
It was amazing, actually. We managed to pull quite a few people that were sort of moving through the site, sort of heard us and came and checked out. And I don't know, I think we ended up with a few thousand by half time in that set, which was great, yeah.
I mean, I must admit, I did catch some of the towards the end of the set, and it was looked amazing. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
There's a lot of people there.
Somebody sent me a photograph, like from Facebook, that they took a picture, right? Yeah. And the crowd went right back to the Electrolove entrance at one point. Wow. So that was quite cool.
That's got me impressive.
It's a great vibe, yeah. I mean, that was a great little stage to play on.
Yeah, it was.
And it was a nice little treat to find little stages like that on the Isle of Wight Festival site that are
mysteries. That's the thing about festivals, isn't it? There's always like little stages tucked around everywhere.
That wasn't really advertised, was it?
No, it
wasn't advertised until the day.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, they kept it sort of quiet.
Almost like a cool little secret stage thing. So that was the vibe that we felt when we got there. It was really nice.
Just the atmosphere around the stage, and everyone was enjoying himself. Little mini mosh pit going on.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we like, right?
Well, that's what it's about, isn't it? Yeah. Turning up, playing some good music, listening to good music, having a time, good time, and just not worrying about it.
That's it.
Exactly.
So, sensible question then. Why pick the Foo Fighters? What made you pick the Foo Fighters?
So, I've always liked the Foo Fighters. I've always listened to the Foo Fighters, and you know, they've been going for so long now, you can't not like the Foo Fighters if you're into your rock music. But I actually bought it was a replica of the DG, the Dave Grohl guitar.
Oh yeah, the blue one?
Yeah, the blue one. So, which we use today, you know, Stu uses it today. So, I went for a jam with a couple of mates who were the original members of the band, and we were just jamming around in a school hall, just playing the guitar. I took the guitar down with me and we started playing a few Foo Fighters songs, and from there it went from there. And for it must have been 6 months, we didn't even have a lead singer. It was just a load of lads, drums and guitars, and that was it.
Music.
And that was just it, and then it kind of sort of went from there. And then we started playing, we got a front man in, and we started playing a few local gigs, and then it just kind of erupted. It's, you know,
like mushroom cloud.
And now we're all over the place. It's crazy. But that was where it all started.
Okay.
That's where it all started, yeah.
Okay. So, if you had to pick a favourite Foo Fighter album or a favourite Foo Fighter track, what would you pick and why?
My favourite album is definitely Wasting Light. I think the whole album is like 11 tracks from start to finish. There isn't a dud song, so it's really good. And that's, you know, to kind of make an album like that quite late in your career, it was like 6, 8, 7 albums in maybe.
Because we're 13 in now, aren't we? With the new one,
Twelve, maybe. So that's my favourite album.
Any particular favourite track off the album?
Off the album, probably Walk.
Last song.
Yeah, so great stuff.
Cool. For you personally?
For me, I was sort of late to joining the party, which is strange. So I'm probably one of the younger members of the band. But when I was growing up, when I started playing guitar at 12, I bought There Is Nothing Left to Lose, that album, which had like all the classics on it, like, you know, Learn to Fly and Breakout, a lot of real big hitters. But for me, my two favourite tracks on there were Generator and Aurora.
Aurora is something else.
And I don't think that CD left my record player for about 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, such a formative, important part of my playing. I think I'll always love that album. But
that's cool. Yeah. So, what is your favourite Foo Fighter record and album then?
I'm not sure about the album. It's very hard to choose for me. I've listened to it for so long. They sort of all, you know, all kind of blend together as such great tunes. But I think from a song perspective, I really like playing like Congregation. It's all a great tune. We get a great vibe off of it. It's just one of my favourites, I think. But it's not so much listening to it. I love listening to it, but I think more so playing that song is just the nuts. I love it. Yeah,
cool. Okay, cool. So you're obviously playing the Isle of Wight Festival this year.
Yep.
What else have you got in the pipeline after the Isle of Wight Festival? What, have you got anything else coming up, like gigs on the island or...?
Stacked through the summer. We've got several, mainly festival kind of appearances, you know, kind of smaller boutique festivals and a couple of big ones.
Okay.
And then there's some nice sort of shows dotted in between with other sort of tribute bands. So we're doing a... I think we've got one coming up soon with a really great Royal Blood tribute.
Oh, sort of co-headliner. They actually went on tour together, didn't they?
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
That's going to work really well.
So hopefully that should be cool. And I think that's in Ramsgate, possibly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next weekend,
yeah. Diva Fest in August is a pretty good one. That's we've got Feeder headlining that.
Oh, wow.
So we're supporting Feeder. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. So have you got any more local shows, like island shows lined up in the
Warrior Festival?
Warrior Festival. We can give that one a pun.
No, please. So,
yeah, cool.
Because that's a local charity for... It's Brainy Bunch, isn't
Brainy
it?
Brainy Bunch, yeah.
So please, by the way.
I put that on 2 years ago. This will be our third year doing it. And it wasn't really a place for just us to play. What it was about was raising a bit of money. A friend of mine was diagnosed with a brain tumour. And I said to the guys, look, can we do a gig? Yeah, can we do a gig? Raise a couple hundred quid to give back to the charity.
Like raise awareness of what's going
exactly.
on.
Exactly. And then it kind of exploded from there, and a couple of other bands wanted to get involved. So the first year we raised a bit of money to put the event on, and then again, this is the third year now, and we've raised some good funds for them. And this year we're currently about 700 tickets, 800 tickets sold, so we're doing really well.
So when does Warrior Festival take place then, where is it?
So it's 15th of July, and it's been taking place at Smallbrook Stadium this year.
Okay, because it was at Sandon Airport.
That's right, yeah, correct, yeah. So yeah, so that'll be good. We're looking forward to that, and we'll be playing, we're headlining that.
So if you've got a website, if people want to listen to you do your thing, the Foo Fighter thing as it were, do you have like a website or social media?
So social media, just Google Foo Fighters with a Z, and you'll always find us. So there's websites, there's YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all of that. So it's all there. Just Foo Fighters with a Z, Google it, and we're right at the top.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much for your time. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you very much indeed.
I'm looking forward to catching some of your set.
It'll be good fun.
Thanks very much.
Stay safe, guys. Cheers.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.